Apparently it started doing a cartwheel. I've been here for the last 7 hours. Yep. No one's turned up. But thank you all for coming. Now, I'm not coming. I know this is a very controversial question on Purim. Yes to drink, not to drink, how much to drink. Maybe the tagline should have been to get drunk or not to get drunk, not whether to drink or not. But just to make sure everyone's got their Mesiris and their Minhagim, just to make sure I don't come out with a Psak Halacha, I'm going to have a drink, so I can't pass gun. Baruch Ato, Adino Elohim Melech Ha'ilam, Sha'akol Nia
B'dvar. Amen. It's the wrong drink,
So now, at least if you don't drink, I'll give you enough Mar Makomis, you'll walk out dizzy, so you'll be Makan Adelayoda like that. So now, let's start with the Gemara in Megillah, famous Gemara. Omar Rava, Mechayev Inish Levesumi Vapuria, Ad Delayoda bin Oru Homon Lebaruch Modche. Rava says a person is Mechayev Livsumi. We have to exactly be magde, what does that mean? Most understand it means to drink, to get tipsy, some form of drinking. Vapuria, Ad Delayoda, till the levels of inebriation. Now he doesn't know the difference between Oru Homon and Baruch Modche. And the Gemara carries on and says a story. Rabbi Reb Zera made the Suddas Purim Bahadi Adodi. They had the Suddha together. Ifsum, right, they got drunk. Kom Rabbi Shachte Le Reb Zera. He shechted Reb Zera. Right, Lemacha woke up, he sees, Reb Zera's dead. Knife in his hand. Right, Boy Rachmi, he asked for Rachmim. Vachi and Reb Zera had Chias Amesim. The Shonel, the next year, Amalais, Rabbi goes up to Reb Zera and he says, Nasi Mar Vinavitsu's Purim. No, let's have another Suda. Reb Zera's like, yeah. Not this time. Right? And his lashon was, Loi b'chol shato v'shato misrachish nisa. Not every year, not every time does nisim happen. You know, last time I had Tchias HaMesim, I don't know if that's going to happen again. So now, there's a few questions to be asked, obviously, on this quite cryptic Gemara. Number one, what exactly is the definition of Livsumi B'Puria? Does one have to drink? How much does one have to drink? Right? Most of the mitzvayim, the chor will be mekayim already, right? Mishlach Monos, Megillah, Matan Slev Yonim. What's left is a Suddas Purim, and this potential halacha of, this potential chiyuv of Chayav Inish Livsumi. What does that mean? Secondly, what's this level of Adla Yoda Bein Oru Homon LeBaruch Modchai? Obviously that will have an impact on the first question, right? If you understand it fundamentally, that it literally means you don't know the difference in homon and modchai, that means you have to get pretty drunk. If, as we're going to see, as other purushim, then there's lower stages of drunkenness one has to reach, right? Question number three: does this story of Rava and Evzera have any relevance to the above din? Right? The Gemara brings this story straight afterwards. Is there any reason for that? Right? And number four: do women also have this chiyuv of having to drink on Purim? And another question a lot of people have is, does it have to be with wine? Or can a person drink other alcoholic beverages in order to get drunk on Purim? So again, like I said, I'm not coming to Paskin. I've had my shot of whiskey. I can't Paskin. They say a story, the Bachacha Rav, he wouldn't drink on Purim. Why? Because he had to Paskin. The Gemara says that a Rav can't Paskin if he drinks. So he wouldn't drink, and after Chatzos HaLaila, already by Shushan Purim, he would send his shamash out to all the streets of the town, see if all the lights are out. Once the lights were out, he told the shamash, okay, bring me a bottle of wine. He had a cup of wine, he asked shamash, no, you think of him a kind of sumi? The shamash said, yeah, sure, took his gemara and carried on learning. So he would only drink after, but again, I'm not putting myself in the same bichlal breath as a bachachagon, therefore I said I'm not paskening. So now, let's start with the Rishonim. See how they understand this sugya. So, let's start with the main Rishonim, with the Ikra Rishonim. Rashi, all Rashi says is, by Chayav Inish Livsumi, is Leishtake B'Yayin. Get drunk with wine. Rashi seems to understand, the Gemara Kepshutoi, one has to get drunk with wine, right? It doesn't make any, you know, bylaws, or only up to this extent. Then, Leishtake B'Yayin, the Rosh and the Rif bring the Gemara, they don't say anything on it. It would seem, if the Rosh and the Rif bring the Gemara and they don't seem to say any halachas which would contradict the pashtus of the Gemara, that's how they paskin as well. The Piskei Riyaz says, his Loshen is, V'chayiv odom le'espaseim, pirush, what's le'espaseim? Le'ishtakeu, to get drunk, b'yayin, he says yayin, ad shelo yargish v'yadea b'in orahom l'baruch madchai. He seems to learn it simply, you literally have to get totally inebriated. Now, the Rambam, here's where it gets interesting. The Rambam has a totally different lashon. Generally, the Rambam brings the lashon of the Gemara. Here, the Rambam says a different lashon. He says, when he talks about the Sudas Purim, he says, V'shoyse yayin, ad sheyishtakir, v'yirudam b'shikrus. You drink wine till you become shikra, and you fall asleep. The yirudam, you get drowsy, or you fall asleep b'shikrus from being drunk. Now, there are many different interpretations exactly what the Rambam means. The passage of the Rambam is, you have to get drunk, possibly not to the stage of Adela Yada Bibaruch Modchala or Haman, but at least drunk enough that you'll fall asleep from having drunk that amount, right? That's how the Yamshal Shloima learns the Rambam. That's Lechora Pshat in the Rambam. There's actually an interesting Shailas from the Meradim Azmanim. He says, is drinking and falling asleep a simon or is it a sibba? In other words, if you've drunk enough that the etzem, that drink, could make you fall asleep, is that okay, you've drunk enough, or is the sleeping, as we'll get to the Ramos seems to suggest, the sleeping is what makes you be a lo yoda, right? That's a shayla. Another shayla is, what if you only actually fall asleep the next night? Have you been mekayem the mitzvah, right? If you drink by your suda, but it's only by night you've fallen asleep, if it's just a simon, okay, that shows that you drunk enough during the day, even if you only fell asleep later that night. Just an interesting shayla in the Rambam. Yeah, so the way the Ramah learns, Lav Dafka, the Ramah is passing like the Rambam. We'll get to the Ramah soon. The Ramah seems to understand that it has to be the Yoshon is the Ad Delayada. Yeah, and the Chanami. Fine. Those are those who are showing him that seem to learn you have to get pretty drunk. Now, let's get to other shittas. The Agos Maimon he brings from the Rav Yor, he says, it's a mitzvah, veloy la'akav. Right? This din of Chayav Initiative Sumi, it's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akav. You're mekayem the halachas of Purim, even if you don't get drunk. The big kasha obviously is that the Gemara says Mechayev Inish Lufsumi, which sort of tells you that it's a chiyuv. So the Aruch HaShulchan Asur wants to answer that Mechayev Inish Lufsumi. There's a chiyuv for every person to drink. What's the shir? That's a rishus. Adelayada, that's not ma'akav. But the chiyuv is to drink. That's how he understands the Hagos Maimini. Now, there's other Rishonim that they understand Adelayada not fundamentally, and based obviously on their Purushim, you wouldn't have to get totally drunk. Tosfos, the Ran, other Rishonim say that's not only the line of Oru Haman and Baruch Modcha, it's the whole end of the sentence, right? Aru Rezeresh, Brucha Esther, Gam Chavino. So again, once you've drunk already a certain amount, and if not, it's going to confuse Haman and Modcha, but you'll stumble over the words once you've finished the whole pew. That's how they understand. So obviously, according to them, you don't have to drink quite as much. The Magen Avraham actually, Paskins, and Naguda and Maril both say this as well, that Baruch Modcha and Oru Haman are both the same gematria. They're both gematria 502, and you have to drink enough that you already can't work out gematrias. Interesting, once we're on the subject of gematrias, I saw that Avraham Azulai, whose parish is in the Levush, he's the grandfather of the Chidah, but Avraham Azulai says, Baruch Modcha and Oru Haman is also gematria Bosor. He says you have to eat enough Bosor that you can't differentiate between different types of meat. It's also a nice B'derech Tzachus pshat in Ad Delayada. So again, according to all these different pshatim, you have to work out exactly what makes you tipsy enough that you've lost your cognitive abilities to work out gematrias, but obviously they don't understand it, kapashtos. Then there's Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Ram and the Balamoy, the Shidas Revav, they all bring Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, from the fact that the Gemara brought this story, that Rabbah went and shechted Reb Zera, that shows that we were madcha the memra of Rava, right? And we're saying, no, it's not a good thing to do. Don't get drunk. The question is, what does he mean? Don't drink at all? Or no, we're just madcha the part of Adela Yoda, right? We'll get to that, right? Exactly what is are we madcha based on the story of Kom Rabbah v'shechted Reb Zera? The last pshat and the Rishonim is what the Ramah, the Beis Yosef brings, the Aruch HaShem and the Kolboy. They write that getting drunk is a gefelech ha'avera, right? Brings to gimel averus chamurais, right? And what they write is that one should only drink a bit in order to be happy, right? And they write that's the makor of the famous Ramah, yoseme hergeloi, right? One should drink a bit more than they usually drink. My question is, what does an alcoholic drunker do? If you get drunk every single day, how much do you drink on Purim, according to the Aruch HaShem in the Kolbe? Okay, interesting shayla. But akoponim, they say avada, you shouldn't get drunk. But interesting that one should note, I haven't seen a single Rishon, unless you learn Rabbeinu Ephraim, like someone to learn, that say you shouldn't drink at all. Everyone says you have to drink a bit on Purim to at least become a simcha, to at least be happy. Interestingly, one last Rishon I'm going to say, you know, sometimes you see like Bokhrim going round, they say, Arubotcha, Barachama, like pretending to be drunk, right? And it gets a bit annoying eventually, but there's a Makari narration for this already. And the Muki Yosef says, Pshan Adalayot, that doesn't mean that you yourself should get drunk. He's Madaik, the Loshon of Chayim Inish Livasumi and not Liavsumi. He says, you should show people as if you're drunk, just to get them happy, you know, say silly things that people should get besimcha, people should get happy, so you know, if you see people saying, Oramadcha, and then they're not really drunk, at least they'll be Mekayim this Nimuki Yosef. The Marshal actually says a similar thing. Marshal says, the Gemara that says, there's three things that Rabbonim, that Rabbonim are allowed to lie about, right? The three things are the Masechta, how much they've learned, Bepuria, and I think Bach Sonoi, right? So one of them is Bespiza, yeah, being a guest. So one of the things of Puria, he says, what's Pshat Puria? He says this Pshat as well. The Puria means is that he can tell people on Purim they're drunk, even if they're not really drunk. That's how the Marsha understands that sugya. So to sum up the Rishonim, there's five shittas. The Pashtas Rashi, the Rosh, and the Rif say, get drunk. Right? The Ram, the Aguda and Tosfos, the way they learn Oru Adelah Yoda is drink enough till you reach a level of confusion, but don't get totally drunk. Then we have that Gos Maimoni, that's a mitzvah, that's not Ma'akov. And actually one other Rishon, we had the Orchis Chaim and the Kolboy that said drink but don't get drunk, right? And we had the Balamaru and the Shidus Rivav that says we hold the Rabbein, they bring Rabbein Ephraim and they say Rumadche that Shitta. One mission actually I wanted to bring is the Meiri. The Meiri, I think I wrote his Lashon down, maybe I didn't. The Meiri says, he says, Ein onu mutsuvin le'eshtakir u'lehafchis et atzmeinu mitoich simcha shloi nitztavinu al simcha shel hoilus v'shal shtus elo b'simcha shel tanug shenegia la'avas Hashem v'ido ala nisim. So the Meiri obviously clearly learned that just drinking until you've totally lost your whole seichel is not the right thing to do. So now, let's start with Achronim and see how, what the consensus is at least, and how most Achronim seem to pasken. Shulchan Aruch brings this din of Chayiv Inish Livsumi, and he seems to pasken like that, right? He brings it Kapshutai, he doesn't write any of it, he brings the other Rishonim in the Bishyasif, but in the Shulchan Aruch, he just brings that halacha of Mechayiv Inish Livsumi. Now, there are Achronim that say clearly that you're supposed to get totally, totally drunk. The Seyda Hayoim, lived already 500 years ago, he writes, Adela Yoda is Mamash Kupshutai. He writes, Shatzorich, Shasichlo, Yispalbul, Kolkach, Adela Yoda Lechavna. And he gives an amazing reason. He says, since Haman wanted to kill us, he wanted to be Shoifich Dam, right? He wants to spill blood. So his Loshon is, I'm quoting here, Naase Inyan Korav Lezeh Mitoich Simcha. We do something similar to what Haman wanted to do, Mitoich Simcha, Ad Shinishoi Kemesim Mushkovim Arza. He says it's like a zecha to the nest. Haman wanted to kill us, and we, so to speak, do something that mitaych simcha, we do sort of like a, at least as an analogy of what Haman wanted to do to us. The Maral also says, he has a different reason why, but he says that one should get totally drunk. And he says a similar reason. He says because Haman wanted to totally eradicate us, right? Haman wanted to lahashm de laharig la'abid es kol ha'yehudim. So one has to get drunk on Purim to mevatel his seichel, in order that, he says, the whole Purim is Hanoas Haguf. He says, Guf and Seichel are steerers, right? They can't live with each other, right? He calls them Shtei HaFochim, Shem Echod Kob Echod Neufel. So as a Seichel for the Nes, Mavatel as Seichel, and it's like one day where we give to a Guf, as a Seichel to the Nes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us when Haman wants to kill us. Okay, that's the Maral and the Seyda Hayoim. Interestingly, the Lemuki Maharai, Bavram Yaakov Maharodna, it's born in the back of the Rambam in the Lukutim, he has a very interesting pshat in the Rambam. He says, what's pshat? It says in the Megillah, you may mishteh v'simcha. Right? What's the double loshon of mishteh v'simcha? Why? He says, meyom shachar beis hamikdash ein simcha ele b'yayin. Right? So, if ein simcha ele b'yayin, the mishteh is the same thing. So he says, mishteh means that you should drink so much, even once there's no simcha anymore, you should still be doing mishteh. Right? Okay. That's the Achronim that seemed to learn it, Kupshutai. Okay, there were other many Gedolim that seemed to understand it, Kupshutai as well. The Yaivut brings that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, when he was young in his Yimei B'chirusa, used to understand it, Kupshutai. The Aruch Haschaim, the stipend, Aruch Shabbeinu writes, B'Shem, that he writes the Chazan Ish, used to also get drunk when he was younger. Right, so if you see Bochum getting drunk, having no worries, he could still end up being the Chazan Ish, or the Chacham Tzvi, some point in their lives. So now, Okay, there's lots of other shittas yet to get drunk, but I haven't got time to go through all of them. Interestingly, the Bali Musa, the early Bali Musa, seem to all understand the Gemara Kupshutai. The Ali Shur of Shem of Alba says that Rasul Salanta used to get drunk and he used to call it an Asoyin Bechol Haguf. He used to say he wants to test himself whether even when he's lost his Seichel, his Guf is Nimshach Achad Divrei Torah. And he used to say that he used to get drunk and he used to be saying unbelievable Chidushei Torah the whole day, even though he had seemingly lost his Seichel. Okay, but he finishes off that, oh no, you know, we're not quite on that level, and therefore we shouldn't be following, trying to do what he did. Okay, fine. That's those Achronim. Now, interestingly, there's another shitta that says that you should drink the whole day, but Adela Yodar is simply a Ptur. The Sfas MS and Yusol Salant used to both say, right, that you should drink the whole day. There's a Chiev to be Isaac B'mishta the whole day. Once you've reached, you don't have to get drunk. You have to be Isaac B'mishta. If you've reached Adela Yodar, you've reached the level of Ptur, where like every shaita, when you're drunk, you're not Mechuv Mitzvah. So Leila, you're potter from those mitzvahs. The Bach and the Adifrayim both say that ad v'loy ad bichlal. They both say you should drink, but they say, the Adifrayim actually says he saw this pshat in a dream. He says, about that you have to drink in order that you should be, get happy and you should be meshabeach, Kodesh Baruch on all the nissen that happened on Purim. But he says, once you've become shikha, what's the point, right? Once you've reached the stage where you take a think, or modcho baruch haman, you've lost the whole point of drinking. The whole point of drinking is to be happy and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim. So he says, ad v'loy ad bichlal. You reach till that level, but not mamash that level. Okay, now let's discuss the achronim that say not to get drunk at least. The Ramah is famous that he writes that one should drink, yosim erugeloi, and go to sleep. Now, I'd like to point out though, if we're discussing the Ramah, I believe a lot of people possibly don't learn the Ramah, maybe haven't quite got pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah is quoting the Kolboy and the Aruch HaShem that we mentioned before. The Kolboy and the Aruch HaShem said, Chas v'shon to get drunk, but they say, drink a bit more until you become happy. So if somebody drinks a bit of wine, he's not happy, right? A bit of wine does nothing to him and he goes to bed. L'chore, that's not what the Ramah means. Even according to the Ramah, wants to drink enough that he feels besimcha, not to get drunk, but he feels besimcha, and then from there he should go to bed. Some even learn the Ramah, Tzvi Pesach Frank learns the Ramah, like the Rambam, right? That the Ramah doesn't mean it's two exclusive things, drinking and sleeping. You should drink enough till from the drinking you should go to sleep. Okay, now there's many Achronim, these are a bit more famous already. I guess those are the ones that I said in Yeshiva, right? That say not to drink. The Pri Chodosh actually argues with Rabbeinu Ephraim, but he says the Maaseh now, we're living in Doros Mechul Kolim. The Pri Chodosh lived 400 years ago, and he says nowadays we're Doros Mechul Kolim, and we shouldn't drink. The Pri Megadim Paskins like that. The Eliyahu Rabba and the Chaya Odom asked this question: how could the Chazal expect of us to get drunk? Right? There's so many places in Tanakh where it seems like it's the wrong thing to do. So many places in Chazal. And when it comes to Purim, we should get drunk. And the answer they bring from the Avodram, that since the whole ness of Purim happened al yedei mishte yayin, since the whole, first of all, Vashti getting killed happened al yedei mishte yayin, that's how Esther became the queen. The whole Mapola of Haman, right, happened al yedei mishte yayin. So he says, therefore, we drink as a zecha for that ness, but they still say that if a person's chas v'shalom going to be over on a single halacha, tilas yadayim, benching, mincha mariv, it's better not to get drunk, right? That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens as well. And yeah, a lot of the achronim have seen tonight that the Mate Moshe, I'm just going to quote the Loshan because I found it unbelievable. The Mate Moshe, the Shloss is the same Loshan, lived 500 years ago. I'm going to quote his Loshan. The af oisim hamishtakrim, yu kol kavanosim l'shem shemayim, not those that have become drunk just to fill themselves. Kasher isi rabim bnei adam umar bim bimei purim ha'ele lasei schoik v'kalus roish v'einam choshim nespadal b'yemoysa ele v'ad rabba merubim koilos b'shas atfila. They make funny noises when it comes to Megillah umar v'n achazen, they get the chazen all confused, right? That's really 500 years ago they had these problems, right? And you write ad ki nidme l'roiv ha'moim and he writes obviously sarcastically, right? That's all the matter of the Shlom writes. People think the more sugar you are, the more Meshubach it is. So again, the consensus of most Achorim I would say is drink, be happy, but that is Meshugah. Now there were many Bali Muslims, many people that took Kupshutai and they got drunk. the tzanzer rov actually, the tzanzers all get drunk, right? Different chassidim have different minhagim, and the tzanzers are in kach of the chachan tzvi, and they say the different chaim of tzanz used to say that I could make a shvua, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that even if you give me all the money in the world, I would not give up my seichel. But what can I tell them? The chachan tzvi used to get drunk, so he said, "No, bring mashke," and he got drunk. But you know, that was his minhag, that was his mesorah. So why do we come even fatbuk on mesorahs? But again, that's the chur, the consensus. Now, moving on, and again, as the Eli Rabbah said, if anyone thinks they're going to do improper things while they get drunk, then especially driving drunk. Interesting story, actually. I had a friend who was driving a car. He had his family in the car, and he sees a police car following him, flashing his lights. Okay, he stops. The police car says, Your rear lights are broken. He says, "I'm so sorry, I was literally on the way to fix them." And his wife goes, "No, you weren't. You weren't going to fix them." You know, he looks at his wife, and the police go, "Oh, and by the way, you're also wearing a seatbelt." He goes, "Yeah, something happened in the back. It was an emergency. I had to take off a seatbelt." And his wife goes, "No rubbish. Never drive with a seatbelt." Okay, he's looking. He's ready. He's ready to murder his wife, right? The next thing, hey, by the way, you were speeding as well. "Yeah, there was an emergency. I had to rush. It was crazy." And his wife goes, "Nah, you're always speeding." At this point, his blood's boiling, and he goes to his wife, and he says, "Why are you contradicting me the whole time?" You know, the police officer gets nervous, he's getting aggressive already, so he goes to the woman and he says, "You know, does your husband always speak to you like that?" And she goes, "No, only when he's drunk." So, yeah, be careful. I heard actually, by the way, you have to be careful on the roads because there's a lot of drunk men and they're letting their wives drive. So, gotta be careful. Anyway, now, let me just finish off by discussing what one may drink and, like we asked earlier, whether a woman should drink or not. So now, the Pashto Sugya is Chayiv Inishluf Sumi. It doesn't say Biyayin. You could drink anything, alcohol. If you want to find out about drugs, ask the local Breslev Mashpia. I'm not giving a psak on that. But right, alcohol. Is that allowed on Purim? Right, alcohol. Anything that gets you high. Rashi says, as we pointed out before, Leishtake Biyayin. And that's what the Rambam says as well. And Taka Rabbi Yosef Engel and Gedolei Hashas points out, it's Medayik from those Rishonim that should be with wine. Now, mate, sir, again, the Pashtus is from the Sugya, besides those couple of Rishonim that say Yayin, is that it could be with other drinks as well. But again, a lot of the Heintiger place can say, Lechatchila wants to do with wine. If he feels he mamash can't get drunk on wine, then he can get drunk on other things as well. Now, I want to say maybe it's Tolu on the two reasons we gave why one should drink wine. We said two reasons, really. Most people say the reason the Me'iri, others, the Karim Lag, say the Levush, says the reason is the Yeshiva Simcha, the Yad Ephraim, right? The whole point of drinking is to get one in a stage of Simcha, to give Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Nisim. And the other reason we said is, the Avu Drum that the Eli Rabbah brings is since the whole Nes happened with Yayin, so it's a Zeichel Nes. So it could be, regarding other drinking other things, right? If it's also Zeichel for the Nes was Mishta Yayin, Shteita Megillah, right? It was Dafka with wine. So the Chor Lechim would have to be to drink wine. However, the vot is just to get besimcha, to get yourself in a frame of mind where you're more, you know, uninhibited, that you can get shvach and in dorat hakadosh baruch hu. One would think misvara that other mashkim would be okay as well. Regarding women as well, now lecharu regarding women, I haven't seen a single rishon or achron until the last two doros that say that women are pot from drinking. Right, lecharu women are mechuyev in all the mitzvayim, mikra megillah, mishleach monis pashtus. Right, no one says that women are pot from drinking. So recently, Reb Shmuel Vosner, Avadia Yosef, both say that Avadia, it's not proper for women to drink a lot. Right? The Avadia Yosef says that women should drink a bit. The stipend used to give revius of yayin to women to drink. Because again, Afim Hoyab Oysa Neis, and the Chora, they should drink. Why not? Who? Oh, so essentially, Shmuel Vosner actually has a shayla whether one can be ate as mitzvah on Purim with grape juice. The time is you can't, for this reason. Because grape juice doesn't get you happy. Grape juice might be considered yayin, the Gavah Kiddush, but it doesn't actually get you happy. So now going back to our shayla, it could be it depends. Why does it depend? The Gemara in Psochim says that on Yom Tov one has to buy his wife nice clothes because Noshim don't become happy from drinking wine. So again, if Noshim don't become happy from drinking wine, there'd be no point for them to drink wine. If it does a zeichel nes, then again, I'm not saying advocating chashon a woman should get drunk. It's definitely not snua. It's definitely not the right thing to do. But as a stipend of Avadia Yosef, Avadia Yosef says a woman should drink a bit at least to mekayim the mitzvah lechora afim hayev ba'isa nes as over the mechuyev and all other mitzvahs hayev. I just finished off the one interesting story of Shmuel Rosenberg was the unstoffer of. And he had an interesting minute. He would only get drunk if Purim fell on a Friday. Why? Because he didn't have time to sleep. The other years, he was Mekayim the Ramah. On Friday, he couldn't sleep, so he used to get totally drunk. And a Talmud went up to him, and a Talmud asked him, and he said, he asked him stuff, Rav said this, I don't understand. Every other day of the year, forget every other day of the week, sorry, you should get drunk. Because what's the maximum? You won't have a marav. Okay, it's a drabbanon, you've got a chiv to drink. When it comes to Friday, you've got a chiv kiddush. So what are you going to do? So he said he can rely on a Bekiva Eger. Bekiva Eger says famously that if you say good Shabbos, then you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So my wife will say good Shabbos, and on a day of that, I'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Talmud asked, well, what happens if your Rebbetzin gets drunk? Then what are you going to do? Right? So Taka didn't have an answer to that. But I don't think his Rebbetzin Taka got drunk. And definitely not advocating for that. But the Eker is to finish off, as the Ramah finishes off, as long as your kavana is for the right thing, as we said, to give shvach and a dot, I got your baruch for all the nisim.